Yes, ma'am. We'll follow it through. You're welcome. Barney? Lady reports a disgusting display over on 10th.
An ordinary disgusting display or something specific?
A pornographic bakery. She says there's a window display of cakes and pastry that are shaped like nude people with different parts of the body.
That's sick.
Yeah, and she's particularly offended by a pair of strawberry cupcakes.
Hello. Morning. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm real sorry about the interference, but there's nothing we can do about pigeons on your antenna. Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, we tried arresting them once, but the handcuffs kept slipping off their little feet.
You got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Somebody got up out of the wrong bed, period.
Huh?
Morning, Captain.
Oh, good morning, Dietrich.
Nick, Wojo.
Morning.
Hey, Rumi.
Oh. I see. No, you don't.
Iris, I realize that living with someone that you're not used to is difficult, particularly when you're used to living by yourself.
Barney, but he grows things all over that apartment.
Look, it's temporary. You'll find your own place. Besides, you can't ask him to change his lifestyle just to accommodate you. A lot of people are into growing things. Plants, flowers.
Wheat.
Wheat?
Fault precinct, what'd you hold?
Barney, I'm going to check the bakery shop.
Okay.
Got a robbery?
A pornographic bakery shop.
One on 10th?
You seen it?
Yeah. How about those bagels?
Okay. Barney, disturbance over in house and some guy's ripping apart his apartment.
I know how he feels.
Dietrich, you and Mojo.
Get your coat.
As long as I'm going out, anybody want any donuts?
Donuts?
Cakes? Cookies?
You rascal, you.
I begged him to get out of my life. That's absolutely...
All right, what do we got here?
Mrs. Elliot Porter, the guy that was tearing up his apartment?
That wasn't me! Look, I'm not a violent man. I've never harmed another human being in my entire life.
Threw his cat at us when we came in.
That wasn't me either!
Who was it, Mr. Porter?
Go ahead, tell him.
Look, don't you laugh at something just because you don't understand it.
He says it was a ghost.
Ghost?
Ghost.
A phenomenon, an inexplicable, seemingly irrational occurrence, I don't like it any more than you
Mr.
do.
Mr. Porter, you do understand that we have to proceed according to the facts as we ascertain them. Consequently, for the time being anyway, we are going to have to hold you. You do understand that?
Oh, Julius is probably laughing at this whole thing.
Julius.
The phenomenon. It's his name.
Sure didn't Casper?
English literature major, right?
All right, Sergeant Dietrich will book you. If you'll just have a seat over here, Mr. Reporter, just right over there.
Always a little fruitcake left after Christmas, huh?
Okay.
Actually, his story isn't totally fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of documentation on the sort of phenomena he describes.
Oh, yeah?
You've heard of Poltergeist? It's a mischievous spirit. Makes its presence known by throwing things, making noises. Yeah, like that.
Marnie, I went to the bakery.
Is that the evidence?
Right. Better prepare yourself.
Nick, I'm a relatively sophisticated adult. There isn't too much that I haven't seen in... Is that what I think it is?
Rye bread.
Oh, you really gotta be warped to do something like that.
What the hell is that with them poppy seeds?
All right, gentlemen, the pastry show is over. Let's get back to work. You call the DA's office. See if you can get some kind of ruling on that.
Right. Barney, you should have seen what was going on in the gingerbread house. What? Tiny little felonies.
Got any next of kin, Mr. Porter?
I don't have very many friends either, thanks to Julius.
What do you know about him?
Julius?
Oh, he's been in the family for years.
Died in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, really?
Shot for treason.
That makes sense.
What?
Poltergeists are often spirits who are bothered in life and died under tragic or bizarre circumstances.
That's what I've been trying to tell people for years. Nobody believes a word I say.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah?
Well, there are many instances of such phenomena, including verification by respected and intelligent people.
Yeah, I know that.
However, society still refuses to accept the observer of such events. For the most part, they're considered unreliable.
That's right.
They're branded as irresponsible, insane, and even dangerous.
Right!
Settle down.
Now, this is a police station. Let's show some courtesy and respect.
Stick it in your ear, creep.
Hey, that doesn't bother us. We're trained to take abuse from hostile citizenry.
You little pipsqueak.
That doesn't bother you, does it, sir? See?
Levitt, what do you got?
Patrolman picked him up in front of an apartment, sir, you know, causing a disturbance, public nuisance like that.
I'm Captain Miller.
You got some authority around here?
Some.
Well, then keep this crazy Greek away from me.
Darling, please.
Shut up, you old shepherd.
Shepherd. I am a welder.
Do you know this gentleman?
Of course she knows me. I'm her husband.
Big mouth.
This is your husband, ma'am?
What, do you want to get technical about it?
Technical?
Very confusing, sir.
I'm aware of that, Levitt.
Yes, sir. But you're on the right track, sir.
Here's our marriage certificate.
Big deal, a piece of paper. I got a driver's license, too. It doesn't mean I own a car.
Mr. Demetrius Stefanos and Miss...
My professional name is Tricia Morgan.
Professional? You're an actress, Miss Morgan?
Yeah, I have to be.
Mr. and Mrs. Stefanos, I really don't think we can help you. Maybe a marriage counselor, huh?
Marriage counselor? I want a court order keeping this guy off my back. For 2 months, he's been following me around, bringing me candy, sending me flowers.
It's your husband.
So what's that, carte blanche?
Captain, I can explain.
Watch it, Plato.
Tricia married me so I could stay in this country permanently.
For a fee?
Yes.
It was a dowry.
I don't think that's legal, is it, Barn?
I wouldn't imagine so, no.
All I wanted was to stay here. I love this country. And over the last 2 months, I decided I love her too.
I do. I'm not ashamed
Listen,
of that.
Listen, don't talk to me about love. Love is my business.
Don't say
Spying
that.
Spying on me. Ruining my schedules. Lack of organization. That's why 85% of all small businesses fail.
Wojo, would you contact immigration? I have a feeling this is their jurisdiction. And take a statement from...
Tricia Morgan.
Over there, lady.
Yeah, thanks.
Tricia,
Mr. Stefanos, if you will, over here. Nick?
Yeah, I'll be right back, Mrs. Stefanos.
Sad case, eh, sir?
They all are.
I know how he feels. Women, huh, sir?
Women.
Some guys are just unlucky, others are cursed.
You will excuse me, Levitt, I've got some...
That's why some guys have to pay for affection. They have to.
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh, not me, sir. I wasn't speaking of me. Patrolman's pay. Who can afford it?
What?
Nothing, sir.
Oh, Nick, for God's sakes, how many times have I told you, shove the drawer back in when you finish? This won't happen.
I did, I swear. Yeah.
Barney?
He's here. Julius? He's followed me here. Why won't you leave me alone? I mean, the gall of him to follow me here.
Mr. Porter, was just an accident. You pull this drawer out too far, it falls out. That's
now, don't you talk down to me! Don't you feel the presence? Don't you feel the cold clamminess in the air?
It's probably just our heater.
Better get out of here, Julius. This place is loaded with cops.
Just take it easy, Mr. Porter. Just take it.
There's Mace, sir.
Stay the hell out of it, will you, Levitt?
Negative on the mace, right?
Take it easy. Just take it easy. Harris?
Yeah, I know the number by heart.
It's unfair. It really is, you know?
There are a lot of unfair things in this world, you know? I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to take care of all...
I think we can rule out the win.
Aw, man, look, it's just, it's a matter of, you know, basic physics. You put too many coats on one side and it tips over.
I suppose.
It's just a matter of balance.
You know, I saw Mr. Wizard explain that sitting on a teeter-totter took three kids to balance him out.
Oh, yeah?
Wonderful universe, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Got a permanent address?
No. I'm on the road a lot.
You mean on the street?
That's supposed to be an insult?
Nope. I just don't like to mince words.
Then by all means, let's not.
Occupation?
None. Just a lucrative hobby. Not if I get a cup of coffee.
Help yourself.
I can't describe the feelings I had when I can't describe the feelings I had when I saw the Statue of Liberty standing there. Beautiful, magnificent, compassionate. But I'm sure you have felt the same way.
I was born here.
Oh.
But my parents had the same feeling when they first saw Alcatraz.
Julius, why can't you leave me alone? Get out of here! Get away!
Come on, will you cool it in there, please?
Get away!
Come on!
Lousy! Don't just stand there! Get him off!
Mr. Porter, if you don't cut it out, I'm going to have to use handcuffs!
I think you scared him off.
Harris.
Yeah, right here, Barn.
What's with Bill?
Oh, they said you'll just have to wait, Barn. They've got priorities.
Priorities?
Yeah, you know, suicides, antisocial aggressives, manic depressives. They said the disillusioned will just have to wait.
help you?
Carl Sims, Department of Immigration.
Ah, Mr. Sims, I'm Captain Miller.
Italian and Irish?
No.
Mediterranean.
A little.
It's a hobby of mine.
Would you like to step in my office?
Fine. I understand you have some illegal entry.
I'm not sure what we've got.
Vietnamese.
Omaha.
This is Sergeant Yamana. This is Mr. Stefanos, Mrs. Stefanos. This is Mr. Sims, Department of Immigration.
Pleased to meet you.
Yes, I know.
This way.
They're always so pleased to meet me. They think I have the power of life and death over them.
Don't worry. I'll tell them that everything is my fault. Nothing will happen to you.
Well, ain't you the knight in shining armor?
Hey, lady, that ain't no way to talk to him. He's doing you a favor.
He wants to do me a favor? He could leave me alone. I don't want him calling me. I don't want him bugging me. I don't want him coming around. I don't ever want to see him again.
If that's what you really want, I won't bother you or call you or see you again.
I heard that before.
I am a man of honor. What I say, I'll do.
I hope so.
But you must stop doing what you're doing.
Oh, come on.
It's not necessary for you to sell yourself to men.
Supply and demand, baby. Everybody's got to live.
I get a regular job. Be a secretary, something legit.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Minding your business is my business.
It's not necessary for you to work. I will work. I will work hard. I will give you money. I will give you anything you need.
Forget it. I'm not a charity case.
Mr. Stefano, I think you're wasting your time.
Oh, I have plenty of time.
Oh, forget it. Just another cheap hooker.
Don't you ever say anything like that again. I don't care if you are an officer of the law. I won't allow
right.
that. I don't care if I go
okay.
to jail.
Hey. Come on now. I didn't mean it, huh? I didn't mean anything by that. I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
It's going to be difficult to prove that this marriage is purely for the purposes of illegal entry.
Of course. It's difficult. It's always difficult to be the one person responsible for 290,000 immigrants into this country every year. When am I God?
Oh, I appreciate your problem, Mr.
Do you know what it's like to look into their pathetic, hoping faces and to say, you stay, you go, you live, you die. Do you know what it's like dealing with 290,000 huddled masses yearning to be free? Oh, sure. Give me your tired and your poor. Big talk from a statue.
Is there food in that box?
You won't worry.
Why not? Open up.
I just don't think you should see it. I told you.
Big deal, cookies.
Mr. Stefanos, Ms. Morgan, Mr. Sims here would like to ask you a few questions.
Please, I will be glad to cooperate fully.
You see, they're always glad to cooperate fully. All right, tell me this. Was the marriage ever consummated?
What? I don't understand. What that means?
Oh, hey, and I mean, it means that did you and her ever,
I don't know what.
Mr. Stefanos.
I understand. Yeah? And you expect me to answer? Do you? A man never speaks about his wife this way. It's dishonorable.
Yeah, I agree with,
Demetrius.
Demetrius.
Well, goodbye, Captain.
That's it?
Without a confession or an informant, there is nothing I can do.
Okay.
Look, they beat the system. They got around the law.
It's the American way, no?
Bye, Mr. Sims, and good luck.
Hey, Armenian. Your mother is French.
Right.
And your father?
Is dead.
I mean before.
He was alive.
Mr. Stefanos, Miss Morgan, you're free to go.
It's about time.
Will I see you again?
Yeah, what's the point, huh?
I suppose no. Thank you for the new country.
It'd be crazy, you paid for it.
And for the pleasure to have you for my wife, if only in name.
Yeah, well. Nice to meet you, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say, listen, if you ever have any problems, I mean, if you get lost or something, you give me a call, okay?
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
How long does it take you to become a citizen now?
Oh, in 3 years I will be eligible.
Good luck.
Thank you. I look forward to being naturalized. And also...
consummated.
It's the country of opportunity, isn't it?
Banana boat is downstairs for an Elliot Porter.
Levitt, we can do without those phrases.
I heard Harris say it.
It wasn't intended for public use.
All right, Levitt, open it up.
Right, sir.
Take Porter down to the ambulance.
This way, please.
Oh, sure. I don't mind. And I'm really not insane. The psychiatrists are going to prove that.
I hope so, Mr. Porter. I sincerely hope so.
Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, insanity is often the logic of an accurate mind overtaxed.
It's crazy.
Gentlemen, duty calls.
I heard that too.
Ha. Huh. Just probably a coffee cup I left too near the edge of the desk or something fell off.
Probably. Yeah, or a book in?
Our paperweight.
Yeah, paperweight. Hi. Name's Arthur.